Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's time for our Insights into Insurance program on a beautiful Saturday morning around Albert Lea in Fremont County. Mike Whitus along with you here on KATE and via the phone line. Once again, social distancing, doing our part to flatten the curve. Tom Sorensen with Americana Insurance. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
I hope I didn't wake you up this morning.
Oh, you know, I just got up about a minute ago. No, I'm just kidding. No, you didn't wake me up. I'm bright-eyed, bushy-tailed.
All right. Grab that next cup of coffee and we'll be just fine.
Absolutely.
We didn't have a listener email today, but we've got some things to be, let's say, shelter in place, be productive ways to actually pass time.
Well, yeah. You know, this show is called Insights into Insurance, and I am going to give some ideas, okay, of looking for some productive ways to pass your time as you shelter in place. Now, I know that the governor is loosening up some things here, and things will loosen up as we go, but there still is going to be a lot of people still staying at home much more greater than what we used to.
Okay? And, Tom, these suggestions are not just for one person, and I'm thinking on the spouse side, honey-do list.
The honey-do list.
Yeah, this is to work together to be a little more productive. It's not, I can just see the list going on and on, and we're going to get phone calls from.
Well, maybe if somebody hears this show, they might want this list, and I can produce it for them if they really want to give to their honey to do. So, but yeah, I might have made a lot of people angry with that statement there.
But let's go through them. There's some simple ones, but it's top of mind awareness on these things.
It is, and these are things that you always think about. Oh, I need to get this done, or I need to do that, but you just don't. Okay. But these got ties to insurance or potentially insurance claims or things like that. So the number one thing that you can do is check your furnace filter, okay? Not too hard to do, right?
No.
No. So, but if you're like me, yep, I always forget. I always say, I'm going to put a tickler system in my calendar at work that I got to change this. Guess what? I have it, okay? So that's something that you can look at. Why? Because, first of all, it can be a money-saving issue. Okay, dirty filter means that it works more inefficient, which also money-saving issue is not only the cost of the whatever you got, electrical or gas furnace, the extra costs in that, but maintenance costs.
I'll give you also a little hint, Tom. When they're changing the furnace filter, believe it or not, if you look on the side, there is a date that you can put on there so you know when you actually put the new one in.
There is. Yes, you're right. You're right, Mike. So, you know, there you go. You should be an insurance agent. So
I'll leave that to you.
Yeah. Other thing, health issues, okay? If you're blowing around dirty filter, you know, that can become a health issue. And then the last thing is a dirty filter could cause an issue of, well, fire or something like that. So you could have an insurance claim loss, okay? Or it could do something to the furnace. If again, maintenance or could cause I'm sure that it could cause you to have a total furnace loss.
Yeah, so, and they're not cheap.
No. No, it's not something that you say, oh, I'm saving for this furnace, you know, type of thing. So the next one is kind of staying in maybe the same category. I know in our house we got all this right in kind of our room's furnace. We got the washer and dryer. So go ahead and check the dryers and the washers check the dryer vent pipe. And make sure you check the outside vent also. Check your hoses on the washer to make sure they are in good shape. One that is not good could cause a great mess. Okay, so let's just say a hose breaks. And all of a sudden, you know, some people leave their house when they're doing them, so, or they could be upstairs or downstairs, whatever, and that it breaks, and it could be one heck of a mess that they, you know, could take, ruin carpet, could ruin a lot of things. They say to change your hoses every 7 years, okay?
I didn't know that.
I didn't either, so, but that this is, I've done some research here. And also, dryers and washers were the cause of one out of 22 home fires reported by the U.S. fire departments, and much higher on dryers during the winter months.
I know, you have to be careful. Make sure you're venting them directly to the outside of your home, not inside.
Not inside. Right, exactly. Exactly. So you're right. Well, and then the next thing is, okay, some of you might have kids, or you could be grandpa and grandmas and still have playground equipment outside, out, you know, in your backyard or something, playing outside. If you, you know, again, right now, with what we got going and what we're going through, kids getting fresh air is an important thing, okay?
Right.
You know, and obviously we still want a social distance, but I think getting fresh air can be a very healthy thing. Make sure you inspect that playground equipment, okay? So if you have a swing or anything back there, it's been sitting out in the Minnesota winter elements for about 5 or 6 months, okay? So check that before they actually get on there and start doing some activities on that, because, you know, really, that could cause serious injury, you
know?
Yeah,
they have, like, those wood platforms. You have to make sure that wood is in good shape, that it's not rotten over the winter. And then the chains for the swings and the...
Exactly.
It can be very very hazardous, especially if you haven't checked them and the kids go running out the door and want to jump on them. You may be in trouble a little bit.
Right, exactly. So just check them.
Another good one, Tom, smoke detectors.
Yeah, you know... I would ask the people, did you check them during the daylight savings time change? Okay. You know, and that's when a lot of people do it, okay, which is a great time to do it. I love that, that, you know, we should probably have more things on our list at that time. But smoke detectors, yes. And so if you haven't checked them in a while, or if you forgot to check them just when we trained, what did we do? Did we turn back the clock, was it? Here?
I'm always confused.
No, spring forward.
Spring forward.
Yeah, way forward. Yeah, so why don't you go ahead and check that and see if they're working, or possibly you're looking at installing more. You always said, you know, I need more of those. I should get more of those. It's probably a good time to do it, you know.
And some of those, Tom, have, well, they do. They have expiration dates. Typically, it's around 7 years on smoke detectors, so you may want to look at the dates on those as well. And if there is a smoke detector that you can't reach, you can always call Alberta Fire Rescue. They will come out and help you install that smoke detector. They would rather come to your home and install the smoke detector versus coming to when there's smoke coming from your home.
Well, that I would say probably doing that is a lot easier than putting out a fire. Yeah. So there you go. You told me something that I don't know. So you're the one with all the answers. So
I made that note. So I get one brownie point. I'll put it up on the refrigerator.
Yep. Put a smiley face or a gold star on it. So,
all right.
Yes.
Let's take a quick break. We're talking with Tom Sorensen on our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE, talking about shelter in place and some productive ways to pass time. We'll come back and talk more with Tom on our Insights into Insurance program next here on KATE.
Americana Insurance Group has been a leader in providing quality protection for customers in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa, with its roots dating back to 1899. Hi, this is Angela Collis. I'm excited to announce the opening of our new location in Wells, Minnesota. Americana Insurance always strives for total customer satisfaction and understanding our customers' coverage needs. We make sure that you are covered today. Stop by and see me in our new Wells office on Highway 109.
Americana Insurance. We're the A-Team.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE on this nice Saturday. Tomorrow will be even nicer. We have Tom Sorensen via the phone line on our program today with Americana Insurance. And Tom, what we're talking about, letting people kind of spark their way of doing things, sheltering in place with productive ways to pass time.
Yeah, it's just kind of one of those things where it's probably a good time where if some people have some extra time on their hands. I know not everybody does, but there is some people that are spending a lot more time at home, and this is just some productive ways of looking at doing some things that's been on the to-do list that you might want to try to get done. And we just talked about getting, you know, smoke detectors, checking them, and possibly installing more. Another one that I think goes hand in hand with that is carbon monoxide detectors.
Yeah.
You know, again, I meet with a lot of people. Well, not lately, but
on the phone.
Yeah, on the phone or face to face when we don't have this situation going on. But talk about things like this, and everybody always says, "Oh, yeah, I've always been going to get one," and well, now is the time. You know what? Go out and grab one or order one, however you want to do, whatever makes you feel comfortable. Get one or two installed wherever you would like, where you think it should be in your home. That's a good idea. And then, you know, along with that, and we actually did a show on this.
We
remember
did.
This, Mike?
Yeah.
On radon tests.
You were gone that day, but we did a test. We did a show on it with Michelle.
Yeah, with Michelle Severson. Yep. So from the Fremont County Health, and they have free test kits. Again, I don't know if you're allowed to go into Fremont County Health. I have no idea. My guess is not. But I bet if you call them, I bet you they would probably somehow get one of these in your hands.
I'm sure they would. Yes.
Yeah, and it's a free test kit, and it's very easy to use. And so that would be a great thing to do and get your radon test. Another thing, install fire extinguishers. Again, great time to do this. Maybe you have some, but need to hang them or put them up somewhere or even add some in other locations, okay?
And it's amazing that those fire extinguishers, I know for years I had one in my garage and I never even worried about it. I knew it was in the corner of my garage. And yeah, if I would have had a fire in my garage, that thing would have been useless because there wasn't anything to it.
You hadn't checked it for so many. Yeah, and that I can use that as a plug here. Every September, our agency does that free of charge for our clients to get those checked. So
with Brooks Safety and Equipment, we'll throw them a bone, too.
That's right. We do. Yep. So another thing, Mike. Cleaning out your eaves, okay? Clogged eaves can cause water damage not only in the house but also in the basement, okay? So if it's clogged eaves, guess what? That water and a big heavy rain is going to run right over the top of the eave trough, and it's going to go right down into your basement if your basement is susceptible to that.
And I'm going to add one more, Tom, on there as well, as we're talking about water in the eaves.
Yep.
If you do have a sub pump, now would be another good time to make sure you have that sub pump working.
Yep.
And maybe you look at possibly getting a battery backup for your sub pump.
Actually, battery backup, Mike, or like I have at my house. I got actually two sub pumps in my house. So I actually added the system where if it turns off or if it's malfunctioning, the city water will turn on and it siphons the water out and pumps it out. So I don't even have to worry about a battery going dead either. So and somebody say, oh, geez, yeah, that's going to cost a lot more than a battery backup. Actually, it's not that much more than what you think, because a battery backup system is not cheap either, but it's a great thing. It gives you some peace of mind, but this can even give you a greater peace of mind. So check with your local plumber, I should say, on those. The other thing too that you can look at doing is take an inventory of your personal belongings. However you would want to do that, we have inventory sheets here that you can fill out, or you know what, just going through the house with your camera. Mobile camera, and that is something that you can refer to if you were ever to have a fire or a complete loss, where it can remind you, oh yeah, that's right, I had that. I remember that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have to go to file a claim. God forbid they have a fire, and they really don't know what they have on hand.
And when you have a total fire and total claim loss, Let's put it this way. Your mind just isn't working real good at the time. You're pretty stressed out. So one last thing I want to point out is, you know, we've had this toilet paper thing going on, okay? Do not use or flush anything else other than toilet paper, okay? This could lead to a mess and a very expensive fix. If you've ever had to deal with digging up your front yard or wherever it is to get to your something fixed, or even trying to get it unclogged in there, it can be a very expensive situation. It can be a mess.
If you have kids, I think a lot of folks do know that the little wipes don't go in the toilet. Just use toilet paper. Don't use Kleenexes or anything else, or you're going to have a real problem because it'll back up.
You know, even these wipes that they actually
biodegradable, they say.
Yeah, they've. I know that those have caused issues too. So,
if you need the list of things, you can always call Tom Sorensen at American Insurance 377-2000.
That's right. That's right. And I will send these to you if you need them. So,
or email Tom as well.
Right, at insights@americaninsurance.com. Or you know what? They can go to our website and listen to this show. I'll be posting it here later after today at americaninsurance.com.
Enjoy the weekend, Tom, and be safe.
You too, Mike. Take care, bud.
Americana Insurance, our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.